Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We're going to build dependency in God, not build dependency on God, but build dependency in God. It's two different things. To be on and to be in are two different things. So we have to build our dependency in God. Point number two is we have to build camaraderie with one another. What is that? Those are close relationships, reciprocal friendships. So when we build camaraderie with one another, we are operating together, goodwill toward one another. You know, sometimes if we think things are going to be tit for tat, then our expectations get all messed up. Like if you get married and you think your husband is going to do half the laundry and you're going to do the other half, and you think one night he's going to wash the dishes, the next night you're going to wash the dishes, you're going to be really disappointed. Okay, those things don't happen. Reciprocal means I operate in my strengths, you operate in your strengths, and together we all have 100%. So we build those relationships with one another. And then in doing that, we build community for others. Okay, so we have our example here. And we know John chapter 15, let's look at verses 3 through 5. John chapter 15, verses 3 through 5. And these were some key scriptures in 2025, our year of fruitfulness. So we just said that there's a difference between being on and being in, right? So we have this sponge right here. It's on this bucket of water. Can it partake? No. So we have John chapter 15, verse 3 tells us, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So when I take the sponge and I put it in, it's abiding in. If I try to take it over here and go do what I do without abiding in, eventually it's going to dry out and it can do nothing. So he says, abide in me. It says you are already clean because of the word. If I take this sponge and I wipe up some dirt, I put it back in here because I abide and it becomes clean again. He said, you are already clean because of the word. So he says, abide in me. So we got to get the saturation of the living word on the inside of us, because without him, we can do nothing. And so often we get our fill up and then we go and we think that it's us. It's not you, because if you keep doing it separated from him, it's going to dry out and it can do then nothing. So when it says abide, it's not God that fits inside of us. Sometimes think, God, he's in my heart. God is in me. And then we think he's littler than us because you can't fit nothing bigger than you in you. Your physical body only has certain dimensions. Your only concept, okay, well, I have God in me, then you don't see the totality, the vastness, the bigness of God. He says, without me, you can do nothing. You are already clean because of the word clean. When you abide in me, you might go out there, you might mess up, you might get a little dirty, but when you abide in me, you are already clean. And sometimes we want this. We want to come to church. We want to get this on our sponge, right? It don't work like that. We're going to be all tripped up. Okay, let me go to church. Let me go get the pastor to give me a blessing. Want a little squirt. But you got to abide. Abide in me. Without me, you could do nothing. All right, so we're going to look at two men this morning. One is Joseph. This is Joseph who was with Mary. Joseph was a young man preparing to start a family. He was the chosen father of Jesus, although he wasn't Jesus' biological father. He was chosen to fill that role. And he went on later to father many biological children with Mary. But prior to this, his first encounter as a father was a child that was not biologically his child. And then the other father that we're going to look at, if time permits, is Saul. And he was converted to Paul. And Saul was an accomplished man, but he was accelerating in the wrong direction, right? Speed is an enemy when we're going in the wrong direction. If you are going the wrong way, speed is your enemy. But then he has an encounter with Jesus. Now, Paul, there's no evidence in the Bible that he had biological children. None were named. He has no named biological children in the Bible. But he has many, many, many spiritual children. These spiritual children, they valued him and they were an extension of him. Let's look at Psalm 127, verses 4 through 5. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Paul had this. Joseph had this. Had quivers full of children, not all biological, but by the Spirit, through their influence in accepting their assignment in their time, it brought forth quivers full of children. You know, Paul, he would be locked up, but he would be writing letters and he would be moving his spiritual children like chess pieces, building the kingdom of God from the place where he was. He'd say, hey, Timothy, I need you to go do this. He would name them by name. He would give them assignments to go do it, trusting that they would do that which was written to them, assigned to them to do. He had this spiritual army of people that were going out based off of him developing them and him deposited and sowing into their life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15 through 17, it says, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you. How? Through the gospel. Not by flesh and blood. He said, but through the gospel. I have fathered you through the gospel. What did he do? He made a change first in his own life. Saul had to first make a change in his own life before he could impart the goodness of God into anybody. And as he was going, he continued to develop people. He said, therefore, I urge you, imitate me. For this reason, I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. How is he teaching everywhere in every church? Through his spiritual children.
Let's look at Matthew chapter 1. We're going to talk about Joseph for a little while, his connection with God, his dependency in God. Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. So they were engaged to be married. Mary and Joseph, they had their plan, but God had a greater plan. They had to put aside their plan to yield to God's plan. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was mindful to put her away secretly. So here is Joseph. He's trying to reason this thing out. Hold on a second. I know. Yeah, she pregnant and I didn't do it. I know in the physical world, I had no part in it. So now he's trying to reason in his mind. What will this mean for our future? What will this mean for our reputation? And he's thinking, well, I'm just going to put her away secretly. I'm just going to put it behind me. I'll go my way, she go her way. And he's reasoning these things out in his mind. Where is this happening? In his mind. Next part of the verse, but while he thought about these things. This reasoning is taking place in his mind. He's meditating on what's happening, what's transpiring in his life, and he needs a picture. He needs direction. He is dependent on God. What should I do next? I know what I feel like doing, but what is God leading me to do? And just for your notes, you can put Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 says, set your mind on things above, not things on the earth. Okay, so now behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. In his mind, he's meditating. He needs an answer. Then he goes to sleep. His mind is focused on getting an answer. We got to get this. And here in his dream, an angel of the Lord appears to him. So the angel of the Lord says to him, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done, why? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.